everybody!
Woo!
You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ 93.5 FM and WTBQ.com. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than the beer-stained t-shirt a sorority girl gets after a parting gift for the walk of shame. We are better than that, and some of those t-shirts are nice. If you want to call in, you can reach us at 845-651-1110. You can instant message us on the Davin's Den Facebook page, where you can also hear some old shows, and please click like while you're there. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I'm joined by the only member of the team with girly parts, Pip Helix.
Woohoo! No, that's still up for... that's still up to the jury.
That's true. Joe does have a great rack. Speaking of Joe, could not be with us here tonight. He is out ho-ho-hoing and Santa-clausing his way across New Jersey. We're going to get Joe back next week.
Yeah.
But, so Joe is probably disappointing families all over the state of New Jersey. About time he stopped disappointing his own family. So, yeah, we'll get Joey back next week.
He's just spreading the love.
Dude, I am flying.
Well, I know. I know.
Because I've been going nonstop since yesterday. Yesterday morning, I was talking to my new web guy, James Alton Thomas, who also does the he's also reworking the radio station's website, and he hosts the Buzz here at WTBQ. So we were talking about my website. We're doing that. I was on the phone with him. He's doing a really great job. He showed me a preview of it. Then I had to fly out and go down to Hewitt, New Jersey, get the old cable box.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
really?
That didn't work out as well as I wanted. Then I stopped at a gas station along the way in Jersey, because that's what you do.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't know if the guy was Indian or Pakistani, but I'm there. He's filling up the tank, and this young girl pulls in like a sports car and everything. Good look. Cute girl.
Yeah.
Gets out of the car, and the Indian guy gives me the motion. You know, like the motion you would give for like a curvy girl like that?
Like a Coke bottle.
Yeah. He just goes straight. He just went straight. I think he went a curvy. And I'm like, man, forget about learn the language. You need to learn the motions.
Oh, really?
I mean, he just went straight down like Sandusky would.
Oh, no, I know. I was thinking young boy, but you had to go there.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man. It's like if he wanted to give me the finger, he would give me the pinky.
It's like, get your gold.
Rich is giving me the, hey, man, I don't like that.
Hey, engineers aren't allowed to throw the pinky.
Richard Ball, well, the engineer for at least the first few minutes, always happened to have Mr. Richard Ball.
Yes.
He'll be with us for a little while. So, yeah, so that was that. Then I had to go to dance, take my kid to dance.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to dance.
No, my kid's doing hip-hop.
Oh, okay,
she's
cool.
She's shaking the moneymaker. Now, listen, a white Jewish girl needs to learn hip-hop at the age of 5.
Just keep her off the pole, Davin.
Listen, college has to be paid for.
Okay, that's what topless drive-through.
That reminds me. So James, yep. James shows me my website. He's doing a great job with it. Name of my company, Side Splitting Productions. So he creates the logo. He's got the mic and the mic stand right in between.
Nice.
But instead of Side Splitting Productions, he puts Slide Splitting Productions right by the pole. Apparently, James wants to make this company a little something different.
Slide splitting.
So,
I can't even say it. Slide splitting.
So I take my kid to dance class, come home, futz around with the TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely not working. So they don't have TV last night. Wake up this morning, shoot over to Newburgh, because I had Side Splitting Productions, had a meeting, we might have a new client. Then I shoot over to Albany to do a comedy show.
Shoot over to Albany.
Yes.
Like it's around the corner.
It's a few hours.
It's a bodega. No, I mean shoot over.
It's a few. Well, you know, I have the radar detector.
I know you had a gig today, but I had no idea where
it
was.
I went up to Albany, entertained them, and did some stuff for. They were state workers. They work with people with disabilities, so they saw a lot of potential in me.
They were sizing you up.
Yeah, and then I flew back down here. I had Cablevision coming over. I talked with James some more.
Oh,
so
man.
I've been going nonstop. I'm just like rip roaring. Like, let's get it on.
I know. You're like 6 Red Bulls in tonight.
We're going to talk about that. It's funny you bring that up. Do you ever take the energy drinks?
I have one here that I know. Because some of them are nasty tasting. I didn't taste this yet.
Is that called Red Rain?
It's called Red Rain.
Better than Golden Showers. That'll keep you up for all the wrong reasons.
It says it's cherry limeade.
Did that get through, Rich?
Yeah. Awesome.
Speaking of Golden Shower, well, this is an awful segue.
Oh, thank you. Uh-oh.
We have a new weather show
on the station. That's not
but
the
they will probably
they want.
Not be talking about that at
no,
all.
No, they will not.
They're starting up tomorrow. They're from 11 to 1.
It's not the slutty weather. It's just the
normal
weather.
But here's my thing.
Weather.
You know how, like, we have commercial breaks during our show, and they come in with the weather at the end of it?
What do
they do? Will there be, like, comedic breaks? Like, like during the two-hour weather show.
And here's a 30-second comedy spot.
Here, from Carlos Mencia. Here's who he's stealing from.
Yeah, really.
I mean, I'm kind of
heck,
like...
Heck, oh, sorry, I have
so
a cough.
So I think it's a weather with Nick and Charles, or Nikki and Charles. Not completely sure. It's on tomorrow. But I'm wondering, like, are they going to be, like, interviewing Hurricane Irene, like, right before she comes up the coast and everything? Yeah, we're going to blow. It's going to be very wet. There's going to be a lot of heavy blowing and all. Because then they'll get complaints for being inappropriate, too.
Awesome. I'm glad, because, you know, we can't be the only black sheep in this place.
Well, we are the island. We lost the other comedy show temporarily. Hope they come back. I'm a big fan of Walt and Lisa Ann. There's no secret about that. I co-hosted with Walt when Lisa Ann was out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so.
Everybody's talking about you, too.
Well, Walt has a supple buttocks. I mean, when you're talking about tushes in the station,
yeah.
It goes Richard Ball.
Nice
tush. It goes Walt. It goes Pip Helix.
Oh,
that is. I mean,
Richard
is as a military veteran, so he still has it from like climbing the walls.
Absolutely.
And everything.
Absolutely.
You know, he still got it going on. And he was a Navy man, so he knows he looks good even in white.
Doesn't
like me, I got to look good in black. Rich can even pull it off in white.
There's a lot of walking on those aircraft carriers and a lot of stairs. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's got the biceps and triceps from waving the aircraft. Oh, wait, he didn't do that. He was pushing buttons. He was doing communications.
Those little racquetball paddles.
Yeah. Rich, we're going to need you out in the aircraft carrier to land the plane. I can't. I'm playing Pong.
It started then.
But he is our only military hero, who I believe we have here at TBQ.
I think so.
So my daughter comes home. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm all over the place.
I know.
So you speak about the energy drink.
Energy drinks.
I learned something.
My husband drinks a lot of them.
Does he crash on that?
No.
I drove up to Malone, New York, which is a five-hour jaunt.
Oh,
on Saturday.
That wasn't just around the corner like Albany.
But I turned around and came home.
Oh, my God.
So I take a five-hour energy right before I leave.
Oh, those little tiny bottles?
Yeah, they were. You know, I don't get the shakes on them. I don't crash. So right before I leave Malone to come home, it's a five-hour drive.
Yeah,
take the five-hour
perfect.
Energy. I learned that five-hour energy is 10-hour energy.
Really?
I was like, I'm like watching TV. I'm straightening up. I'm looking at the cassettes in the house. I didn't know we had this. I just did not sleep. Like, you don't crash on that.
Well, I can't say that I don't. I mean, Mr. Helix drinks these all the time because he works in the toy business, and right now he's an
elf. Which type of toys?
Well, no, you know, all kinds of, no, the normal toys, like toys and collectibles and stuff, so online.
Oh, I didn't. He sells like...
He ships them.
Like Star Wars figures? And
yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Like new, or like some kid played with them
new.
and now the bank is coming to repossess his house. And Mr. Helix comes in and steals his Boba Fett so they can buy a meal.
No. He works for a company that they sell new toys.
Oh, okay.
And whatever's the new thing. I mean, you know, I don't follow this stuff. But when Pokemon,
not your type of toy.
No. Yeah, not the kind of toys that I want to purchase.
Exactly.
But, you know, when Pokemon was the big deal and collectible cards and whatever, you know, Beanie Babies or whatever. The new
really?
Baby, all that stuff.
He's just got closets full of crap that nobody wants anymore.
No. It's not his stuff. It's the company stuff. But he's in the shipping department. And so right now, I see him come home like a zombie. And then, you know, he eats.
You know what? His shipping company should be a sponsor of our show. They're an internet company. We're present on the internet now live at the compound. They should be a sponsor of our show.
Yeah, watch me try to squeeze a couple of nickels out of there.
Wow. Come on now.
Oh, you have no idea. We'll talk later.
Do you have a GPS?
This
was not supposed to be the difficult part.
No,
of the
it show. Is a difficult thing because I can't answer that or else you plead the fifth for yourself. I don't know what you plead when Santa might be doing something that you don't want
the
to
do. The answer is no,
air.
You don't have a GPS.
Okay, the answer is no, I don't have a GPS.
You might be getting a GPS. What the hell? Joe's not here. He's Santa Claus. What are you talking about?
No, okay. Joe, don't blow it.
Well, here's why I asked. Sometimes I love the GPS much more than MapQuest.
Yeah.
GPS sent me up to Malone, New York last week, and it got me off on exit 30 on the thruway. Dude, like, the hairpin turn for 2 hours, hairpin turns. When you saw 35 miles per hour, you got excited because that meant you were going to go fast.
Wow.
It was like, and it was snow covered, the most dangerous stuff.
Oh,
awful.
Man.
Worst thing my GPS ever sent me on, I was in Wisconsin with Dennis Ross, who's another comedian. We landed the plane. We're driving through the snow in Wisconsin to get to the gig. And in the snow, my GPS sends me on like a snowmobile road. Like, so there's like moguls and everything. Oh my god, like Dennis is like flipping out, like only Dennis. He's like sweating and just looking.
Sure.
Hey man, I think we're gonna die. I'm like, don't worry, Dennis, we'll be all right.
Dude, I think we're gonna die. Was he smoking something? That sounded
no, that's just Dennis.
Oh,
Dennis cocks his head to the side, sweats profusely, goes, hey man, pull over, there's a hot dog stand.
Cool. I have taken direction to go to various places from MapQuest, Google Maps. It doesn't matter. They're all terrible. I love it when they tell you, oh, turn right. And right is a one-way street going the opposite direction. Oh.
But then you just get recalculating.
Yeah. Recalculating. Well, on a GPS.
Yeah, it's not on MapQuest. No, I'm over MapQuest.
Yeah, no.
You know what blows my mind? People still read maps. I don't even know how they do that.
I do that.
I do, because... All right, Columbus.
I do. Well, it's not like I take a little compass. World.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'm not a cartographer. I read what's already there.
A cartographer?
That's somebody who creates maps.
I know what it is.
Oh, okay.
I was just impressed that you knew what it was.
I got my edumacation.
You're a very smart girl.
Oh, well, yeah.
My kid comes home the other day. Non-sequitur. This is how much I'm flying.
Whee!
I'm not even on anything. My kid comes home. She's in kindergarten. She goes to one of the local schools here. She wants ice cream. They're selling ice cream in the cafeterias.
Real. In winter?
Apparently, that's your concern in winter. No, I mean, they shouldn't be serving ice cream. Really? It's not even... They let the kids wear white? It's after Labor Day. What are they teaching these kids?
Oh, wait a second. I have to... My priorities are askew. Recalculating. Yeah. Oh, ice cream to children?
Does that make sense? I mean, these are little kids, and they wonder why the kids can't sit still. You're loading them up with sugar. You wonder why you got a bunch of little fatties who can't pay attention. I would say running around, but they're not. Their thumbs are just going crazy because they're ready to text or play video games.
But actually, there's a lot of... if it's real ice cream, there's a lot of nutrition in ice cream.
Really?
But hello, they're giving kids juice boxes every 2 seconds. What is that? Like pure fructose sugar?
Listen, if you were a procreator, would you want your kid hopped up on ice cream in the middle of the day and then you got to hear the teacher say, you know, little Johnny can't sit still? I wonder why.
I'm sorry. I'm rubbing this kid's gums with whiskey and I'm giving a Benadryl at night. There's no way.
Well,
I want
about
them
during
hopped
the
up.
Listen, we know you would be a bad parent. We know
Thank
this.
You.
But I mean, they shouldn't be doing that.
No, you have to pick your battles, though.
Really? I think the nutrition of my kid is a battle I'm going to pick.
It is a battle. You've been to the supermarket with your daughter.
No, we leave her in the car with the windows just a crack.
What I'm saying
is... Puts her little nose up against it, tries to get air. It's like, honey, it's 95 degrees and 80% humidity.
Daddy,
you'll be fine.
Use your
book as a fan.
Oh, but, Daddy, I'm sticking to the car seat.
Listen, honey, I can make another one of you, all right? Sweat it out. With all that ice cream you're eating, you need to sweat out all that fat and calories. It's good. I know Daddy's a pig, but I'm walking to the supermarket. You just want to ride in the carriage.
Listen, next time you say that I would be a bad parent, you just remember that you just referred to your daughter as the expendable crew member on Star Trek. I can make another one of you.
Listen, the boys swim. The boys swim.
Congratulations.
I mean, what do you think it was? Like Jesus, only one of them? I mean, you know, listen, I'm getting older. The boys don't swim as fast as they used to, I'm sure. But I'm sure if I needed to, push came to shove, I'd make them. That's what we call making love in our house. Push comes to shove. I'm push, she's shove.
Well, you know the definition of Irish foreplay.
Rich is looking in. Well, do I use the dump button? There's nothing inappropriate here, but I'm nervous.
But something seems inappropriate. Yes. And then he got excited.
Yeah, well.
You know what they call Irish foreplay? Brace yourself, Bridget!
Yes, I've heard that.
I know. I just love that so much, being partially Irish.
So what's going on with you?
Oh, my husband and I managed to lock ourselves in our own basement last night.
Well, good, because usually the victims are locked in it and they can't get out.
Oh, they were screaming and crying and laughing at us.
Were you locked in or out?
We were sort of kind of locked in, but it's not a one-door basement, so we weren't completely locked in. But it meant that we were locked out of our real house. We were just in the basement. I know. How does this happen? Do you want to hear?
Listen, I'm sure it'll be as riveting as my ice cream story.
Well, I was watching TV because their TV's down in the basement. I was watching TV on the couch and snoozing. And
you multitasker, you.
I know. I can snore and watch TV at the same time. No, I'm not watching TV at all.
What are you, that Bears wide receiver that just got arrested? Multitasker? No. Look at that current events. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Anyway. No. So he comes down after eating dinner to see if I want to come up to bed or if I'm going to just, like, stay on the couch and sleep there because I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
So as he does that, we have a number of cats, as we've discussed before.
Yes, you cat lady.
One lives in the basement because she can't get along with one of the
You're upstairs. One episode of Hoarders away from being a TV star.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Well, at least I know they're all alive and there are no skeletal remains of other cats under things. But
it's comforting.
I know. It's comforting to the cats. So the one cat lives downstairs, and the other cats aren't supposed to come downstairs because fights ensue. So
do the cats know? Listen.
Listen, you?
It's the Bloods and the Crips. Hey. You have your catnip. I have my catnip. Capiche? I'm not coming down there. We got 10 divittles upstairs. You got the whole basement. Mommy's going to come down and snooze, and you can lay on her.
That's pretty much. Wow. That's exactly word for word how it goes in our house. You even have their accents down pretty good.
Yeah, well, me and the cats are spoken.
I know. And so when my husband's coming downstairs, one of our crazy cats comes barreling down the hallway, and the basement door is open. Yay, I can go down to the magical place. So
isn't that what your husband says too? Yay, the door is open. I can go down to the magical place. Of course, he has to move the cat, but you know.
To get to the other cat.
He starts purring. You start rubbing up against his leg. Next thing you know, there's pushing and shoving going on.
Mayhem ensues. When push comes to shove.
When push comes to shove.
No, so wait. I lost my place. Okay, so the cat's trying to get downstairs.
I lost my place. Sorry, take it from the top.
I'll start all over. So as my husband closes the basement door, he hears thump against the outside of the door, and he thinks it's the crazy cat banging against it because he's insane.
Just another victim.
No. What it was this cheap, stupid poster that I bought in this big plastic frame that was leaning against the wall because it hadn't gotten hung up yet, right across from the basement door. And the cat knocked it down, and it perfectly wedged it between the door and the wall so there's no open in the door.
So the cat created the perfect mousetrap.
He did!
That's what the cat did.
He trapped
Your
us.
Cat did what Tom or Sylvester never could do. You have a genius cat.
We do.
You are the biggest, most disappointing mice ever. The cat's like, this is going to feed us for a month. I'm going to have to start gnawing on them immediately.
I know, because before they go bad, you've got to start eating now. I can't wait for them to die.
I think you're probably already a little spoiled.
Yeah, absolutely. In places.
That's what we hear, you diva.
So, long story short, there is a door to the garage. We can open the garage, but then we're outside in the dark in our PJs with no phones and no keys to the house, so we had to break into our own home by dragging a ladder, putting it up against the bedroom window, which happened to be the only unlocked window.
I don't know your house.
Okay.
But if you're going to break into a house, why not drive around and find a better house to break into?
You know what? Yeah, a less messy house would be
exactly
preferable.
You know, don't deal with the cats who trap you anymore. Get somebody else's pets who listen to mommy and daddy.
I think, you know, dogs, you can walk them. You don't have to scoop
anything. I mean, this is your out right here.
I know. You know what? We should have just started going around the neighborhood and crawling someplace else.
Absolutely. I think you screwed up.
We did screw up. But so we broke into our own house. The best thing was that.
Did you steal anything?
You know what? I got a couple of really nice pieces of jewelry.
Not in your house. You didn't.
No, I didn't. No. It's all costume.
I bet you found some toys.
Cat
wow,
toys.
Beanie Babies. It's Quackers. Yay. Do you know my wife, like, paid for our trip to Cancun with Beanie Babies?
Are you serious?
She had, like, the original ones. She had, like, the original Quackers with the wings that wouldn't flap and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
She paid for her half.
Okay.
Of our first trip to Cancun, Mexico.
By selling all those
She sold, like, some beanie. She got, like a couple $1,000 in Beanie Babies.
Oh, wow. See, I was stupid. I cut the little tags off. I have a couple of them.
You
know?
Fool!
I know.
No, I mean, she just thought they were really cute when they came out when she was in college and everything, and she saved them in good condition. So she sold the valuable ones, and then my daughter likes them, so, you know, now the tags are cut, and they got spit stains on them. My wife is mad at me.
I didn't have any valuable ones. I had the ones that everybody has, you know.
I didn't have any because I'm an adult.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say because you were a boy.
No. I'm not a boy. I'm a man.
I'm a man, baby.
My wife is a little disappointed with me.
Because you're a man?
Well, she's a lot disappointed in that category. She does not like the fact that I've called her a creep and a lech on this show.
You called her a wait.
In regards to Twilight.
Oh yeah.
She told because she's listening to the old shows now because we got them on CD when people remember to hit record.
Sucker.
So we have the old show, so she's listening. By the way, she's very fond of you and Joe. She goes, you're not going to like this, but I really enjoyed the October 20th show with Joe and Pip. I go, why wouldn't I like it? I mean, they're part of the team. I go, but they had great material. I mean, wild animals aren't going to be running around the neighborhood every week.
Oh, man, I know. That
Gaddafi isn't going to wind up in a hole
every day. I know. That was like the trifecta. And the best thing was that, you know, we usually prep for the show. I didn't get the email saying that we were going to do those stories.
No, it was an excellent show. I think she's waiting for you guys to fire me.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
No, but
it's Devin's den without
Devin. I don't like you calling me a lech or a creep. I'm the mother of your child. I go, yeah, that makes you even creepier.
You know what? Wait, but she likes me and Joe so far, but I guess she didn't get up to listening to the show where I mentioned the word panties.
Yeah, you know what? You guys have ruined it for her.
Why?
We were just talking about this the other night because we've abused the word panties so much, it has no effect on her. I said it to her stone cold the other night.
Nothing.
And now she's using the word heinous, and I don't like that word. I think if there was ever a word that, like, hey, does it feel heinous is not a good feeling word for
Why
me.
Why does it sound too much like anus?
That's what she said. She said, like, heinous anus, and that made me giggle because I'm like, I have, like, the sense of humor of an 11-year-old.
Hello.
But I think heinous is an awful sounding word.
Heinous. I don't know. That one doesn't bother me at all.
Really? What's your word?
You know, I can't say that word.
All right. Give me the initials of it.
Okay. Well, it means see you next Tuesday.
That really?
Word.
A lot of women get upset by that one. No, give me, like, an ordinary word. Is there, like, an ordinary word?
I'm trying to think of one bothers me. You know, it'll come to me, but of course the bit will be completely over by
then. Yeah, we'll talk about 3 weeks from now. Rich, do you have an average everyday word that just like sends chills down your spine? No.
No, I don't like the word copacetic.
Really?
Yeah, I had a friend that abused it and was saying it every 2 minutes, and it started to drive me up a wall.
How did he abuse copacetic? What, did he not feed it?
Well, she
she started beating the crap out
she
of copacetic.
She was slapping copacetic all around.
Copacetic's walking around with a couple black C's.
it kind of sounds like a cough medicine, you know?
Like Triaminic?
Cepacol.
Cepacol?
Yeah, that was a gargle.
Maybe it's the hark sound.
I don't know, but no.
Because that's also the word.
Hard K is supposed to be funny.
Yeah, but you've used it not once.
Yeah.
No, but... just welcome to the show.
Oh, I felt that. That was brutal.
Right, but that would go along with the dirty word that you don't like, too, because it has the same type of sound.
I don't think it's the sound of that. I think that it was just... the sound of the dirty word I don't like because the misogyny involved.
What do you mean the misogyny?
Because it's a word that's using a female part.
Yes.
And it's using it to be a curse word as if it's dirty and filthy.
Listen, I'm going to clarify this. A lot of guys.
We have a phone call.
We have a phone call. All right. Probably better this way.
And I hope they're not going to use that word.
Caller.
I have two phrases for you that I don't like.
Well, who is this caller?
My name is Joe.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Joe.
Welcome to the show.
Good. How are you? Two phrases that I don't like. One is whatever.
Okay.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, whatever. And the other one is you got a minute.
You got a minute?
Because it's never a minute.
But why? Because when you hear you got a minute, like Pip says, it's going to take a long time?
It's got a minute or it means you're being fired.
Oh.
No, I've never heard you got a minute, you're being fired.
Yeah,
you got a minute. That means step into the
You know
office.
What? When I get fired, I just go, whatever.
Wait a minute.
I go, clearly we're not going to be copacetic, and I think you're see you next Tuesday now that we're talking about it. And I think this is heinous, and I'm not going to wear those panties anymore. How you like me now?
Wow.
All right. You're Lady Gaga's definition of safe sex?
What is it?
What's that?
Padded headboard.
We're getting shtick.
That's nice. I like it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. I really thought that the worst phrase that Joe, you can back me up on this. I thought the phrase that men don't want to hear is "we have to talk."
Yeah,
from their woman.
Yeah, that's another one. That's up there with "you got a minute."
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you one of the best jokes I've ever heard. You want to hear a good joke?
Sure.
Sure, I don't have any in my act, so I could use some.
guys, there's this guy walking along the beach. He's, he's an engineer, and I've told Rich this one before, so he's probably bored out of his mind.
Are you like calling from the station?
What's that?
Are you calling from the station? I felt like you were in like the next room or something.
I was before.
Oh, okay.
I was looking in before.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, looking in like a lechon a creep?
I could try.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
She's
all right,
redhead, right? She's a redheaded woman, right?
Hey, wow.
So let's see. There you go.
I'm feeling a little stalked here, and I kind of like it.
All right, Joe, tell us this joke.
There's this guy. He's an engineer, right? He's walking along a beach in San Diego. And he says, you know, it's a beautiful day out like there are in San Diego. And he says, look, he says, my God, what a beautiful God-given day. And suddenly he hears trumpets, da-da-da, and suddenly God appears on the horizon, flowing robes, white beards. And he says, oh, my God, I can't believe it's you. And he says, yes, it is me. And he says, what are you doing here, God? And he goes, well, when I hear my name mentioned kindly every now and then, I like to make an appearance. So he says, wow, I'm so honored. And he said, is there anything, you know, the guy's name is Bob. He says, Bob, is there anything I can do for you? And he says, God, are you giving me a wish? Don't call it a wish. Make it something simple, something you need, something simple. She says, well, God, you know, I love San Diego. I love Hawaii. Can you build me a bridge from San Diego all the way to Hawaii? Because I got this new sports car. I'd like to drive all the way there. And God says, I told you to keep it simple. He said, you know, there's the Marianas Trench. There's the curvature of the earth. You know, there's tsunamis. Bob, you're an engineer. You know how hard that is. So anyway, he says, okay, God. He says, I told you, try it again, keep it simple. So he says, okay, God, you know when you're walking along the beach with your girlfriend or your wife, and you're walking along and she sighs and you say, what's the matter, dear? And she says, you know, oh, it's nothing. He goes, what's that all about? and God says to him, do you want 2 lanes in that bridge or 4 lanes?
Very nice, Joe. Very well done, sir. And on that note, we're up against it. We got to take a break. That was Joe.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Pip and Davin. You're listening to Davin Zen on WTBQ. We'll be back.
Are you craving real authentic Italian food? Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria in Warwick, New York brings a taste of Italy to the Lower Hudson Valley. Luca's father and son team has over 50 years of culinary experience, and you can taste it in every bite. Everything is prepared fresh in-house, whether it be fresh ravioli, veal pizza, or fresh off-the-boat seafood like scallops and shrimp. Of course, they offer classic Italian favorites like chicken parmesan, but for something really different, try the veal patty. And if you want a great slice, then Luca is your place. Whether it be a regular slice or one of their daily special slices like penne vodka chicken, you'll taste the freshness of sauce and dough made right on the premises. Luca has an intimate dining room and specializes in catering for any event, whether it be a holiday party or birthday or any other occasion that requires great Italian food at a great price. So please feel free to call 845-986-2002 or visit them at 153 Route 94 South in the ShopRite Shopping Plaza in Warwick, New York. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria can't wait to share their passion for authentic Italian food with you.
Hi, this is Davin Rosenblatt, host of Davin's Den and owner of the entertainment company Side Splitting Productions. Side Splitting Productions offers the best in live entertainment for your restaurant, social club, office party, or any special event. Whether it is live comedians, professional roasters, DJs, impersonators, magicians, kids performers, or dinner theater events, Side Splitting Productions can provide the entertainment that'll make your event the talk of the town. We specialize in making sure your event is exactly what you want it to be. Please call us at any time for a free quote at 845-986-7806. Once again, that is 845-986-7806. Or look us up on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com.
Hi, this is Benoit Turpin with Pleasant Stone Farm. Please join me on Mondays at 12:30 p.m. for my half-hour program called Living Green, Living Healthy, and Supporting Your Local Community. Remember, Mondays at 12:30 p.m. See you then.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the daily stock market update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTBQ.
Success Martial Arts is the latest self-defense concept to come to Orange County. They combine classical martial arts training within a family fun environment, custom tailored for children, teens, and adults. Success Martial Arts has two convenient locations on Route 32 North in the town of Woodbury and its newest location in the Chester Mall in the village of Chester. Please call today for more information, 845-469-1716, or visit their website at www.smacenters.com.
WTBQ Weather.
We'll have a few showers around this evening, and those will linger into tonight under mostly cloudy skies. Now, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun for the day tomorrow. Rather windy, with highs reaching the mid-40s. Partly cloudy Friday night, chilly as lows drop down to the mid-20s. And looking ahead to Saturday, it looks like we'll start out partly sunny, but we'll have some increasing clouds in the afternoon, with a flurry around late as highs reach the upper 30s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mahalik.
WTBQ. And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ.
Yeah.
93.5 FM. It's WTBQ.com. The muscle of Warwick, New York, and a 6-mile radius.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's all that talk about the Red Bull and other energy drinks that's going to us ramp.
Well, I need to man up because I didn't know. I didn't tell you. I'm going down to Philly this week.
Are you?
I'm going because the Jets are playing the Eagles. We're bringing it down to the city of brotherly love. And the Eagles fans are like the worst fans as voted by GQ because they know about sports.
Yeah.
But like, it's awful. And I'm going to wear my Jets gear. And I know you're not supposed to. But Philly fans,
wow,
stay. Like, even my wife, who's like the nicest person, we've gone to Devils games,
mm-hmm,
where they're playing the Flyers and the Flyers fans will be there.
Yeah.
And even she goes, you know, they stink.
Oh,
the Flyers fans are a bunch of filthy animals, the Philly fan. I got a whole bunch of stories, but I'll wait. Rich is telling me we got a call. We got a call. Hello, call, are you there?
I'm here. What's up?
Who's this?
CJ Hood, Phillies fan, Eagles fan. Come on.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, CJ. Are you going to agree with me that the Jets are going to kick the Eagles' butt and that the city of brotherly love stinks?
Well, I said it depends on what the Cowboys and the Giants do. If they both win, then I might agree with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. The Eagles have to win out. And everybody else has to lose.
If the Eagles win and the Giants win, then the Eagles are out of it, so they might call it in.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you one of the derelicts that most Philly fans are known as, or are you like a respectable dude?
No, I'm not respectable at all.
Oh, you're a derelict. You know,
not at all.
I've seen the Eagles. I used to have season tickets for the Jets, and the Eagles played the Jets, and the Eagles fans were there. They just stink.
Yeah.
I've been down to Philadelphia to see the Yankees play them,
mm-hmm,
and the Philly fans were cool. And I actually like the Philadelphia teams. I like the Philadelphia Phillies. I like the Philadelphia Eagles and everything. I like the teams because they're usually beating teams I don't like the Mets and the Giants. But as far as – listen to some of the things. And, CJ, hang out for this. I want to get a little bit of your response on this because, as you know, you guys have been voted the worst fans by GQ.
You threw a couple snowballs at Santa, and we're doomed for life.
Well,
you bring up the snowball incident. You guys are nailed for throwing snowballs. But I'll tell you what, the Giants fans did this in 1995 at a game too.
And why have we not heard a lot about
that? No, that was a big deal. I think they played the Chargers. Here's my take on this.
Okay.
I'm actually going to stick up for the Eagles fans a little bit. Yes, you're a jackass for throwing things, but if you're going to let a bunch of people who are hopped up on testosterone serve them alcohol and have snow all over the place, what do you think is going to happen?
Snowball
fight! Exactly.
See, I don't.
It's a moving target.
It's a moving, and you guys aren't that coordinated. So you got to go for the linemen because they're a lot wider.
Well, there you go.
It's funny that you said that because in reading a little bit about the great snowball event of 68, it was that long ago and we're still talking about it.
No, they did it in 93 too, I think. I think they did it against the Cowboys in 93.
Those were bottles.
Oh, yeah. Is that what?
I think that
no, I thought that was 1949. See, here's what you... That was a Philadelphia...
You know, the Jets are 0-8 against the Eagles. You know that.
Shut up, stupid.
0-8.
So what does that have to do with this year? What's the matter? Your quarterback want to rape another dog?
Hey, come on. Wow. That's water under the bridge. He's a changed man.
Which is where he left the pit bulls before he went to court.
Oh,
hey.
Easy. I'm going to stick
He's an animal lover now. Come on.
Yeah, sure he is.
Yeah, as long as they're sliced up in a Subway
here's
sandwich.
Here's a little bit about... See, here's what the Eagles fans are derelicts, but they invent a lot of the bad behavior that the rest of the nation usually takes on. But here's what you got to love about the Eagles fans, how crazy they are. They were so bad at their own stadium, at the Vet, that they installed a criminal court at the stadium. The cops didn't even want to haul them downtown. They're like, listen, we don't think we should take you anyplace.
We're not waiting for a hearing. We're getting it done right now.
CJ, did you ever get hauled in?
I got a buddy that's an Eagles fan. Went to the game. He's about 6'6", 250, solid.
Mm-hmm.
He got in a fight with another Eagles fan. He ends up in that jail.
Really?
In the stadium.
So what's that jail like?
He didn't tell me. Don't ask, don't tell. You know what I mean?
Next thing you know, Randall Cunningham sidling up behind him and everything. He's in a threesome with Randall Cunningham and Mike Quick.
You got a pretty mouth.
Did you like that? I gave you some 1990s Eagles. You like that?
Hey, I love it. Love it.
Now the Flyers fans actually brawled with the St. Louis Blues. How do you fight with a professional sports team when the fans are, like, dropping the beer and the popcorn and the gloves?
Wait, and the Blues were fighting against the police.
Was that the Blues were fighting? I mean, how bad is security?
They're using hockey sticks on each other. It was just wood a-flying.
See, now here's something where the Eagles fans get nailed, and I'm again, CJ, you're going to like this. I'm not gonna kill you guys on this. Michael Irvin, who is a Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback, he actually had a career-ending injury at the against the Eagles, and he lied there, and he got hauled off on a stretcher. And the Eagles fans booed.
Well,
I don't know why, but they...
Well, they said that there are a couple different things going on there. They cheered him down.
Because he couldn't get... Walk it off. It's only a neck injury.
Exactly. Put some tough skin on it. Put some ice on it.
Rub a little AstroTurf on that.
Let's get a little bit, put some Icy Hot on that and get up.
But wait, hold on here. Now, as awful as that is, and I think it's despicable, I was at the Jets game when Dennis Byrd got paralyzed, and the stadium was completely quiet. That being said, the other end of the Jets, a couple of years ago, Chad Pennington was their quarterback. You talk about a good guy, upstanding citizen, you know, always did the best he could, always, you know, represented the franchise well.
Mm-hmm.
He gets laid out. I don't remember who they were playing. He gets laid out. He's not moving, and the Jets fans were, like, cheering because he was hurt.
Oh, that's
you're
sick
talking
thing.
About a bunch of despicable degenerates, and I've never like
no
the Jet
class.
Fan base.
No class, right?
The Jet fan base, in my mind, is right up there with the Eagles fan base. Just a, maybe it's the color
Eagles
green.
Eagles fans are honest. I will boo the Eagles as quickly as I'll cheer for them. Same with the Phillies. I don't watch hockey.
Let me ask you a question, because the Jet fans are the same way. Do you find that booing the home team inspires them? I've never found that to work out real well, CJ.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, all pro athletes know when they play in Philly, when they come to Philly, that, you know, we take it seriously, so...
Yeah, they're really worried about what you degenerates
say. There's a whole army Eagles fans down in Miami last
You know
week.
What? I'm more scared as a fan than I would be as a sports team. Because if I come to, if I bring my daughter, I have a young daughter, if I bring her to a game, like a Phillies game, there's a chance somebody's going to throw up on me, CJ.
Projectile
vomit should not be used as a weapon. The guy was charged with assault. He threw up at
doesn't,
a Phillies
game. Doesn't Hello Kitty make a taser-proof hoodie or no?
Come on, man. I mean, listen.
You got to look out for your daughter.
Listen, going to a Phillies game should not be like a Gallagher show where I need to come with a tarp. It shouldn't be that way, CJ. You can't stick up for that.
We take it seriously. I'm a big Phillies fan. I write for a blog, Phillies Bunts, for all those Phillies fans that are listening.
Yeah, I'm sure they're loving
it. I'll boo them just as hard as I'll cheer them. And Howard, 2 years in a row, Howard. Last out in the playoffs. And then this year was pathetic. I don't know if you saw
How dare he get injured in his last setback.
Tore his ACL. He's on the ground. The Cardinals are on the field cheering. He's laying there by himself. His team wouldn't even go out and help him up.
Well, he's a big man. They didn't want to pull a hamstring.
Come on.
No, that's sick.
Terrible.
Listen, but you guys are so bad. You guys have booed Santa Claus. And listen, unless Santa Claus is Joe Curry, I don't condone that at all. If it's Joe Curry, I'm leading the booing.
Hey.
They booted.
We wear our hearts on our sleeves, man.
Really? I think your sleeves are a wife beater T-shirt. I think that's what your sleeves are, you bunch of degenerates.
We need B.
The Philly Fanatic is doing a charity event. They stole his head. Come on. How do you condone that? I mean, I know the Philly Fanatic stinks, DJ, but how do you?
He's the number one sports mascot.
Really? So they prefer him headless?
Yeah, come on. You got to get tough. You got to need tough skin to be involved with Philly.
All right, CJ, let me ask you a question. I'm wearing my Jets gear. I'm wearing my Jets gear. I got my Jets coat. I got my little Jets hat. I'm going to bring my Jets.
Dab it.
Yes.
Nice knowing you, buddy.
Is it gonna, here's what
nice
I think. I think
that was last show tonight.
Yeah. Well, that could be for a lot of reasons. I think the Jets have been traveling very well. I think there's going to be a lot of Jets fans there. I think the Eagles fans are so disgusted with their team. I don't think there's going to be a problem.
I'll tell you what. If the Giants and the Cowboys win and the Eagles are out of it, they're going to call that game in and it's going to be pathetic.
That's what I'm banking on.
And you'll know before the game because Dallas is on Saturday. Giants are on at 1, and your game is what, 4:15?
4:15. Should I really be afraid?
I wouldn't wear Jets gear.
You would or would not?
I would not, unless if the Cowboys or the Giants lose, and Philly has to win to stay in the hunt.
Yeah.
Then I would not.
You know what? I'm going to wear it. I don't care.
Oh wow.
JETS, baby.
Document it.
I'm gonna wear it. Well, but I'm a cool fan though. I don't sit there and talk trash to the other team like Eagles fans do. Eagles. I don't do that, man. I'm cool. I'm gonna cheer for my team. But you know, whatever, man. Bring it.
I don't seem to think that matters. I think you just have to be wearing the right insignia.
Oh, I'm gonna have the 9-1 already dialed. I am one little Richard Ball dump button index finger away from another one.
Go to Old Country Buffet and bring steal a sneeze guard so when he starts spitting on you, you could deflect.
What
it.
A bunch of degenerates you are!
Wow.
Hey.
Well,
love, man. It's love. It's love
not,
for the team.
It's not love. You guys don't know how to behave in public. You're a bunch of animals. Yeah. You guys make the Jets fans look good. JETS, we're coming for you, CJ. All right, buddy.
We're ready.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for giving the Philly fan perspective. CJ, what's that blog again?
Philly's Bunts, BUNTS, Philly's Bunts.
All right, check it out, man. If you're a South Jersey or a Philadelphia fan, check it out, man. I'm sure there's a lot of good stuff on there. Thank you, CJ.
On Facebook.
On Facebook, okay.
Thanks, CJ.
Thanks, CJ.
Thanks, boss.
Later, pal.
Bye. Very articulate animal.
I'm a little scared now.
Yeah, I know, because he can articulate why he wants
your
ass.
I'm not afraid for myself, but I got my dad with me.
Oh, man. You know what? You should not be bringing him into the lion's den like
that. Come on, man!
Wearing the, you know, you're going into the lion's
den.
Chunks of meat in your pockets.
We have always had the visiting team's fans sitting around us. It always happens at the Jets game.
Yeah.
We have always treated them with respect. They're annoying.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But you know what? Listen. I'm going to represent my team. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If something happens, you know that next Thursday's show from the compound is going to be a great show. You know the beginning of the show is going to have some great story. See what I do for this station?
It's going to be
I sacrifice my well-being. Nobody cares.
It's going to be a terrible show because I'm going to have to drive out there because you're going to have so many broken bones. Do you have good insurance?
No.
Because I know your wife is going to want that life insurance.
We're good. I'm friends with Santa Claus.
Yes, that's right. As long as he's not getting pelted by an igloo's worth of snowballs.
It's good, man.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? The Philly fans have actually pointed a laser pointer at Albert Pujols when he was with the Cardinals to distract them.
It's so low. I read that they were looking for the guy who did it, and they never did find him. But that is just
the guy who did Section 307.
The whole section.
You see, you see that barge? It kind of parked itself because it thought it was a lighthouse.
don't cross the streams, man. There's so many people with laser pointers.
Okay, we're still okay. I thought it was a Ghostbusters. I didn't know if it was a.
Oh yeah, no,
golden
no.
Golden shower.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I think there is another take on the snowball incident that I thought was interesting, though.
Really?
Yeah. Because okay. I mean, to look at it this way, that like CJ was saying, that there are honest fans, and they're going to boo their own team, or they're going to boo whatever they don't like. They're not going to just sit there and you know blow smoke up their bums and say, oh, you're wonderful, even when you're stinking. Okay. So Yeah, that is an honest fan. I don't work that way. I'm a Yankees fan. We go there. We support the team. I don't boo them when they make a – you know, I might go, oh, jeez.
I don't boo my own team.
I don't boo my own team.
There's no effort.
Right.
If I see them jakey it, dog it, then I'll tell you what, though, last week – it was 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago. The Jets are playing the Redskins. And I'm a Sanchez guy.
Okay.
But I'm sitting in my basement going, what? I didn't get locked in, thank goodness. The cats were behaving. I'm going, what the bleep? I'm like cursing it. But I'm not going to go to the game the following week and boo him.
No.
It doesn't help.
It doesn't help.
I'll boo a bad dude.
Yeah, sure.
You know who's getting a lot of grief who's actually a good guy?
Who?
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, you know, but the reasons that they're giving him the grief is because he's one of these proselytizing Christians who shoves it in people's faces. There's nothing wrong with being a Christian. There's nothing wrong with being any religion. Mm-hmm. But he's shoving it up people's noses so hard that even the Christians are starting to go, you know what? Okay, really.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, I do.
I kind of agree. But that is, you know, I don't like anybody on any religion that is all preachy. Like, I remember when I was at Montclair State, they would have the Jehovah's are handing out the Bibles and whatnot. Listen, man, I got to get to the quad. I'm going to have to run you over like I'm a fullback. I can't be bothered with no Jesus now, man.
It's like the Jews for Jesus used to confuse me on the subway when I worked in the city.
You confused them, too.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
But you take that aside, and I agree, that is irritating.
Yeah.
But by all accounts, this is a good dude. He's a humble guy.
Right.
And people are they just hate him. I'm rooting against him because his team winning affects my team making the playoffs. and that's where it is. But yeah, I think that's a part of it. But a lot of Christians are upset about this. And really, we shouldn't hate. I mean, what would the outcry be if he was Jewish and people were going, well, hey, people hate Tim Tebowberg because he's Jewish? I mean, there'd probably be a lot of Jews that were very upset by that.
Well,
although we'd be thrilled that we had a quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, look, a sporty Jew.
He's a team scorer, a touchdown. He spins the football like it's a dreidel.
dreidel, I made you wet up, pigskin.
He does the Star of David before he takes the field instead of the cross.
Just the Star of David.
Instead of like doing the little Tebow, he gets like do the Jews. He puts his little legs together and he holds the prayer book and he shakes.
Throws on a little shawl.
Exactly. Like, all the team huddles around underneath the tallest of prayer shawl. We would be all over that. That would be fair. We are waiting. Jews don't like to get hit.
Are you kidding? He would be super Jew.
A Jew that is, first of all, 6'5".
Wow.
Can run like that and can get up after him. That's our guy. We're like Moses Schmoses. We got Tebow Bird.
Part in the Red Sea. Look at that team.
We would have a new fast day just for him. Like if Tim Tebow, like God forbid, lost, there would be, because the Jews love nothing more than a good fast.
Absolutely.
A good day of atonement.
Because there's a good day of eating afterwards.
Exactly.
That's why.
We're going to have quite the schmear. But for 24 hours, we're not eating and drinking. If they lost, the Jews would be very upset. Listen, if it was our guy, I get why the Christians are upset. I get it, man. Listen, don't hate the guy because of his religion. The guy, listen, is it better him than, say, like a Michael Vick? I mean, because people are cheering for, like, Michael Vick. Ray Lewis got accused of murdering. Here's a good dude. You could actually look at this guy and look at your kid and go, you know what? He's a good guy. Forget about all the Christian stuff.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He doesn't have the most ability in the world, clearly.
I mean, his heart's in the right place. I mean, Michael Vick, I tear my clothes for Michael Vick. I absolutely despise that man and everything that he did. And I don't believe he's repentant. That drives me crazy. However, I think that the thing is about Tebow is that there's a really big spectrum of people who call themselves Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And there are really laid-back, yo, dude kind of Christians. And then there are real holy rollers.
But that's any religion.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying that in Christianity, evangelizing and saying how much you love Jesus and how much this is important to you and this is the word, going out and spreading the word is a really big deal in
certain
parts of Christianity.
Every time Tebow scores a touchdown, Jesus comes one day closer to coming back.
Is that what it is?
He's one of the Lord's workers.
And that's why people are mad, because they know they're not going to be the ones that are brought up with him.
You know what's funny about this whole thing? And just from a football standpoint, I get kind of annoyed that Tebow gets all this credit. And listen, he's been great in the fourth quarter if you watch these games. But his defense and the luck they've had, I mean, his defense has been playing great. I mean, giving up 10 points a game. I mean, they're playing the Patriots this week. And you know, you're not holding Tom Brady. You know, and I don't like Tom Brady either because I just think he's too pretty. I mean, you should not have that much success and be married to a model and have that good hair.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
It's not fair. Spread it out a little, buddy.
I root for Tom Brady to get hit hard on every play. I don't root for that for Tim Tebow. But I'm like, you know what? If Brady doesn't get up, I'm okay with that.
Oh no!
No, I don't. I don't want him. I don't want him to be paralyzed.
No.
I just want career ending.
Oh no!
I want career ending. I'm tired of it.
Satan is listening, Davin.
Well, we'll get him on the show one of these days. We've had him before.
No.
But you're with this whole holy roller thing.
Well, no, I really do think that there are some people who are completely put off by that evangelizing. And also, it actually happens to say in the Bible that anybody who's showy about their religion, that's the wrong way to go.
Is he really showy, though?
I think...
They're all showy.
No, I don't mean the little end zone dancing and stuff, but apparently people think that he goes over the line with, you know, kneeling down and having the little prayer moment for himself. And does he actually write verses on his face?
Yeah, but it's better than, like, the wide receivers writing their favorite position on their face.
They do.
John 3:16 says, "I love 69. You don't want to see that on your face.
Maybe I do.
He's posing it. Don't worry, Rich. I'll keep it here. Look at Rich sidles on over to the dump. It's
like,
a number, Rich.
I might need to get over there. Please, it's a song, Summer 69. And that was some summer. That was some busy summer. Anyway, I don't know exactly. I mean, I can't speak for the people who think these things are having these issues with it. But I think that there are some people that are put off with, this is about football. And, you know, it's like there are a lot of players in a lot of different sports that when they have, a good...
They all thank God for that game-winning... thank God for the game-winning touchdown. Yeah, because God doesn't like the other team. He thinks they all stink. God sacked the quarterback.
God's worried about you.
I'll tell you what, when you get sacked by God, you're not getting up. That is a game-ending sack. When there is a plague of locusts on the field, you're not huddling the team up. It's done.
It's done. There are frogs flying from the sky.
Listen, when you get in that, when the quarterback gets in this little headset that your firstborn son was just killed by the angel of death.
Yes.
You got to end the game.
But it's like, okay, there are whistles blowing, there are flags on the play.
Locusts and
locusts and
pestilence is everywhere. And by pestilence, I mean Eagles fans.
Oh, yeah. Well, GQ said it was the Phillies fans and the Eagles fans, but I mean, we were just talking about that hockey, the Flyers.
They're all
going
in.
All of them. All the sports.
You know who else is very showy about her religion?
Who?
Albert Pujols' wife, Deirdre Pujols.
Oh, man.
Albert Pujols just got traded. Excuse me. He was with the St. Louis Cardinals. Great player. Mm-hmm. Great player. Just left them via free agency. For the Anaheim Angels, the LA Angels. I don't know what the heck they're calling themselves. They were California, Anaheim, whatever.
Right.
So, naturally, the Cardinals fans are very upset.
Yeah.
So Deirdre Pujols goes on. She's not happy with everybody being upset. And she goes, "Oh, I was upset with God."
Yeah, I know.
God's fault.
Yeah, God got into this somehow. Now, I don't know what she sounds like at all, but I was reading this article about her.
Are you going to give her a voice?
I just keep hearing her in a southern accent. The reason why I said I was angry with the Lord is because I felt like we were at our weakest, both Cardinals and our family. Making this decision, it just couldn't get finished and done, and I was like, this is where God is going to step in.
Hold on. Talk about at their weakest. The Cardinals just won a World Series. If any team's at their weakest, talk about the New York Mets.
I know. I know.
They're selling more shares because they got another balloon pit. I think for like $1.50, you get to sponsor this radio show and a piece of the New York Mets. I think that's what happened. I think you get the Mets and the sponsorship on Davin's Den here on WTBQ. I think David Wright will come to your house now, and we'll do a show from your living room at the same time.
And he'll bring the beer.
He'll bring, absolutely.
I don't know what that means exactly.
I mean, it sounds like her whole relationship with God is based on God doing stuff for her.
Yes, yes. Oh, man, that's so like a lot of people of all religions. you know, God is their big number one. He's the hero of their team. As long as things are going well for them, and then as soon they're like questioning their religion. As soon as something goes bad for them, God, why do you do this to us? Well, why not you?
Hey, Deidre Pujols.
Yeah.
Baseball season's over. God's with the Broncos right now. he'll get back to the Cardinals after football season.
He'll get back to you.
And then she's like, oh well, it's a sign because we got signed by the Angels. Really? How about it was an extra $40 million? I mean, that was the difference in the contracts.
Amazing amounts of money.
And the fans are all upset. Do you get upset? You're a Yankee fan. I'm a Yankee fan too.
Yeah.
Usually the free agents come to us.
Yeah.
But once in a while, like Greg Maddux spurned us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't usually lose players. Can you blame these guys? They're mercenaries.
If I was getting, you know what? Athletes have a limited amount of years that they are going to be in the game, and you know, you even see tragedies like people a career-ending injury all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you have your time to do it. Make as much cash as you can. That's your job. That's going to be your only job.
Have you ever gotten upset when a player left?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think, I'm completely blanking on his name. This is terrible. The Rocket.
Roger Clemens?
Thank you. Yeah, left, come back. When are you really going to quit?
Oh, but you were upset that he left for another team.
They left for another team and then came back and was, it was like, well,
I was upset that he was ever on the team.
I don't really get so mad at them for leaving for another team because they got a better deal. It's like it's business, too.
See, and that brings up a good point. Because she says the decision to go to the Angels was a prayerful decision. Wasn't it really an accounting decision?
I was praying for $40 million more dollars.
Listen, if another station offers me $40 million to do more, I'll pray on it.
We loved you, Richard.
I'd take Rich Ball with me. But I mean, I'll pray on it. But it was an accounting decision.
I'm not praying on it at
God
all.
God didn't tell me to go to Goshen. The Benjamins told me to go to Goshen. Exactly. That's the next town over. We're just moving along the lower Hudson Valley. That's where this career is going. Maybe one day Rockland County, but we ain't there yet, babe.
Oh, the big time.
Yeah, we got the compound. Yeah.
Now, on either side of the Hudson, but not quite the big time.
No, we're working.
Yeah, we're working.
Listen, be honest. They offered more money.
I know. Come on.
I would respect that. Top of the hour, 93.5 FM, WTBQ.com. Listen, Davins, and the number to call, 845-651-1110, or you can instant message us on the Davins and Facebook page. Continue.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a professional radio guy.
I know. Look at that top of the hour stuff
sure.
You were doing. No, I thought we were breaking. That's why I looked at you like.
No.
The RCA Victrola dog.
No. Our sponsors like to save it up for two breaks. Like, no, you morons, keep on going. Keep on babbling.
You morons.
Keep it up.
Babbling.
Keep it up, you dancing monkeys.
It's like, that sounds like I'm at work.
Hold on. Rich, are we still recording? Good man.
Yay!
I gotta check in. Gotta check in with the crew.
Well, the whole reason that she was getting upset though is because she found out that because he left the town, that a lot of people didn't want to keep his gear because he's no longer on the team. We don't want to have the gear, the jerseys with his name on it. So they were donating it to a St. Louis church that was going to collect it and give it to a homeless shelter
in L.A.
Listen, LA.
Our homeless—they're pretty needy. They're not Pujols jersey wearing needy. We're not wearing the pool. Really? If you're homeless, you go, oh no, I don't think so. You go, that's last season's jersey.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I couldn't be caught dead in that.
I'll just shiver. I have my Neil Lomax throwback St. Louis Cardinals quarterback jersey that I'm going to be wearing. How do you like that? Yeah, I got old references for all sports teams.
I know.
I'm like the Joe Curry of sports. Joe Curry does the television.
He does the old TV references. Yeah, but so do I. I understand those.
Absolutely.
The old sports references, unless I saw them at Yankees Old Timers Day or it was.
Speaking of Yankees and old timers. Derek Jeter.
Oh, you know, I am just...
He's a guy.
Oh.
Listen, Derek Jeter, he's a bachelor, just broke it off with Minka Kelly. So you're Derek Jeter, you're going to get your share of women.
Yes, you are.
You are. And you know what? Sometimes it doesn't last more than a few hours. So you're Derek Jeter, here's what you do. You get them a cab for the next day. You give him an autographed baseball. Thanks for your trouble. At least, and you know, listen, what you think Jeter has more hits or more one-night stands?
Ooh, that's a toughie.
I mean, I think when he was going for 3,000, he was going for 6,000 and something else, too. And you know there's a whole bunch of these balls floating around. So if you want to – so people, we're here to help you here at the Den. It's the holiday season. There's a lot of Yankee fans. There's a lot of Derek Jeter fans. You want to get yourself an autographed Derek Jeter baseball, first of all, sleep with the man. But
yes.
if you can't do that, fellas, because you got standards, whatever.
Send in your girl.
You can probably pick one up on eBay. Now, when you get it,
right,
you're going to have to sniff it, because if it smells like skank, it's authentic. if it smells like skank, you don't have to dump out skank. Skank. That's not. Come on,
man.
If it smells like Hoochie Mama, are you happy now? Really?
Really?
Skank?
Now,
look, his finger is stuck in an arthritic position. Come on, man.
Oh, please. I have that tattooed on me. That's not a bad word.
The gig. No, that's used to describe a woman that is loose.
Yes. Of loose moral fiber.
And other fibers, if the case may be. But
yeah, because she's got to get that clothes off fast if you're going to work with
Cheater. It is amazing the perv that Richard Ball is. Yeah, we talked to, like, you walk in, he's, like, drooling and everything.
I like that.
Frank's like, oh, we got to get the drop cloth. Cloth pip is coming, and Richard's working the board.
Don't wreck that for me. I like that.
And then he dumps out that word. That makes no sense.
It's okay.
All right.
Would I do Derek Jeter? Is that where we're going? Because
yeah,
I'm getting all worked up about the idea.
Yeah,
right
I mean,
now.
Would you?
You know what? I was never.
If you were single.
Of course.
Or you thought it could pay off in some good merchandise that Mr. Helix could sell.
As long as I bring that autographed ball home to my husband, I think we're golden.
Well, you know how that story broke.
No.
The story broke because apparently he slept with the same girl twice.
And didn't realize.
And he gave her the same part. Listen, man, you're going to sleep with a girl twice. I think you got to go with the signed jersey.
Yeah.
I think she moves up. Now, what happens if they're not very good? Do they get, like, no give? If you're just average, you get the ball.
They get the fruit
basket. If you're really good, he gives you the autographed bat. I mean, what is the standard?
Well, he already gave her the autographed bat, you know what I'm saying.
I know. Can we say bat?
Now, don't be a smarty pants. And his autographed smarty pants.
But, yeah,
so.
would you sleep with that Derek Jeter?
You know what?
Or a celebrity. It could be anybody. It doesn't have to be Derek
No,
Jeter.
Well, you know what? But speaking of Derek Jeter, because all the girls salivate for Derek Jeter, I never really thought he was, like, that great looking or anything. But then I got to see him as a player, and I thought, wow, you know, the guy really has a lot of heart. He's a good captain. He's always going over.
Gives
and
nice parting gifts.
He's good. Yeah, you know, I was impressed with his parting gifts because, you know, some people just give you, like, a muffin basket or something. But no, autographed memorabilia, that's class.
If you slept with Jeter, would you brag about it?
No.
Really? You would tell no one?
No.
If I'm sleeping with a celebrity, I'm telling everybody.
Are you really?
Oh, I am putting it up on Facebook. I'm throwing pictures up there. I'm doing a special Davin's Den show. I will be on the phone to TBQ as I am leaving there with my autographed Julia Roberts or whoever ball. I don't even like Julia Roberts or whatever.
And I hope she's not signing balls because she really isn't much of a player.
Listen, if I'm with Pamela Anderson, I'm like, we're like finishing up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm putting on the old boxers and I'm on the other phone. I'm like, Richard, we need to do a show right now. Listen, bump Dr. Bob, we need to do a
talk
show
right now.
I just saw God myself.
I have an exclusive.
I have an exclusive.
Although that's not
although
very
she
exclusive.
Although she had Hep C, so I don't know how exclusive it was.
Yes, I don't think it was very exclusive at all.
No, but I'm telling everybody.
Oh, no, no.
But this one, she's like, oh, you don't remember me?
I know. Oh, no, that would just be like.
And so she goes to New York Post.
Oh, you know, I understand that she was mad, but that's cold. You go to everybody and say, you know what? He didn't even remember me. I got the same damn basket.
So if you're Derek Jeter, do you continue to give out the balls? Well, I mean, I know. Let me rephrase that. If you're Derek Jeter, are you going to continue to give out the autographed baseball?
Oh, thank you, because I was thinking, as long as Minka's not coming back, yeah, he's going to keep giving them out. I think he's going to have to switch it up a little. He's going to have. It's going to be some kind of parting.
Going to give him an A-Rod autographed ball. Complete with syringe for the steroids.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't know. I really don't know. I think that that's kind of an embarrassing thing to have out in the public, that you give somebody a parting gift. As long as
he's
not...
He's Derek Jeter. It don't matter.
Look, as long as the parting gift isn't chlamydia, I think that he's in the clear.
Ah, that's great. have you ever given one of your beaux, like a one-night stand?
Like a parting gift?
A parting gift. Because guys do. We'll
really?
Give you like a T-shirt. You know, you kind of take it on your own. We'll give you, like, something.
Seriously?
Put off the dump button. I'll keep it clean. Relax.
Oh.
He's, like, looking over there like it's dirty.
I did
it's
get a
parting. Dirty dump button.
I did get a parting gift once.
What'd you get?
I got coins, but...
Oh, I think that means you're a prostitute.
No.
I think that was a business transaction.
Open mouth and shirt foot.
Well,
oh,
if that's what he's into, as long as you get enough coins for it, who are we to judge?
No.
You're a big radio star now.
No, there are coins from the Falkland Islands. So, which is really unusual. So
yeah, because you can't use that. That's like getting a Canadian nickel. Here, get out of here. You're brawn. Here's something you can't use. He didn't know what to do with the coins or you.
Here, I can get two problems in one fell swoop.
So, like, you really felt good about being hushed out before the sun came up because you got some change.
That probably wasn't even worth a dollar.
You are cheap.
I know, and I'm easy too, apparently.
How do you claim that on your tax form?
I did not. I got away with that.
I'm the son of a CPA. I need to know, is that a write-off or a jerk-off? He's going back.
He doesn't know where to go. Should I press the button for what I have to play, or should I get that dump button? No, I'm so confused. He's juggling like crazy over there.
I don't understand this. We're not even on the AM. All the people that hate us don't listen.
I know.
All the people that like us, they totally get what we do.
I know.
I'm not cursing. It's not nothing that's FCC unworthy. I totally don't get that.
No, we know the seven words. We stay away from those.
It makes no sense, man. People get what this is, man. This is the only place now on the station where you can really just let it hang out. And I don't mean it that way. But have fun.
And
man.
I am.
How come we don't dump out of the God talk? How come we don't dump out of Neil Bortz? Neil Bortz I find completely offensive. I mean, he's practically treasonous, the things he says against the president. And we let him rail on all day.
But that's because the Secret Service already have a little red dot on his forehead. Because we're sitting in a glass box here.
Man, this is the den is the one place where you can just cut loose. We know not to. We know how to phrase things and not say things inappropriately.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, when this person is usually Anthony.
It's Anthony. Yeah. The many years professional is letting loose with the F-bomb.
You got change, and you were happy about that.
It wasn't because it was pocket change. It was because it was from the Falkland Islands.
Sure, justify that to yourself.
Yeah, I know. That's still the story. That's my story I'm sticking to it, damn it.
I gave out to a girl